I just live life and see that men and women are different. That's a good thing. It's a good thing. Here's some interesting ways that they're different. Oh, I'm sorry, we were supposed to have the video. You know what? Let's do, can we do this and then the video? Okay, let's do this and then the video. I forgot about that. Girls, haircut, $55. Guys, lots of haircut, $10. Social networks, haven't been on for a week. Guys, one message. Girls, like 150 or something. A quote from Albert Einstein, women always worry about the things that men forget. Men always worry about the things women remember. Let's just laugh together about that, shall we? We'll just laugh together. The mission, go to the Gap and buy a pair of pants. Can you tell which path is the woman's path and which path is the man's path? You know that's true, that's why you're laughing. That's why you're laughing. I won't say anything about the cost difference in the bottom. Nothing to be said about the cost difference and the time spent. And lastly, the difference between men and women in the bathroom. Yep. Pretty real there, yeah. But amazing how God designed us differently, and so important that we are different. We're focusing on the beauty of the women and the moms in our lives. Let's go ahead and run that video, John. Thanks for working with me on that. We are different, men and women. We're unique, and we need each other. Would I get an amen for that? Absolutely. We are wired to need each other as we raise families. So we'll start with our verse today as we stand together, as we always do, and read what God has for us in his word today. She is clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear of the future. When she speaks, her words are wise, and she gives instructions with kindness. She carefully watches everything in her household and suffers nothing from laziness. Her children stand and bless her. Her husband praises her. There are many virtuous and capable women in the world, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive, and beauty does not last, but a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised. Reward her for all she has done. Let her deeds publicly declare her praise. Lord, thank you for this word. Thank you that you created mothers. What an impact they make on our lives. I pray, Father, that you just speak to us through your word and just through what you've been speaking to me this past week. And we'll thank you, Lord, for making this a great day for our moms. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I remember when I was a newer believer, I'm not sure how I heard it, but I would hear some of the ladies talking about the Proverbs 31 woman. And it was kind of like, okay, well, if you want a major guilt trip, you can go read that chapter. It was kind of like, yeah, nobody can live up to that. It was not an encouraging chapter, was their perspective. It's like, I can't live up to that. It was like an unreasonable expectation, and it just made them feel guilty, you know. And I was planning on sharing about how, you know, even though nobody measures up to all of it. None of us measure up to all of what God's word teaches us. But what we do measure up to, what the things we do make as part of our lives are a blessing, and we can aspire and be inspired to do more. But yesterday, I was over helping my parents out, and just as an update to all you who've been praying, I so appreciate your prayers for my parents. They're both doing much, much better. The difference between yesterday and like Thursday is just night and day. So thank you from the bottom of my heart for your prayers, because I know it truly, truly made a difference. But I've been over there, my sister and my brother and I have just been there all during all the morning, afternoon, and evening hours, taking shifts, just giving them some rest to be able to recoup and get back on their feet. And I was over there yesterday, just doing the dishes, you know, thinking about the daily fights that we had with my brothers and sister about whose turn it is to do the dishes, and whoever washes has got to wash the table and stove. Well, the clearer's got to take out the garbage, and, you know, come on and dry. The drainer's all filled up, because we did it by hand then. Okay, we didn't do dishwashers, and well, here I was, and standing in front of the kitchen sink at my parents' house, washing dishes by hand, like I had done for 45 years ago, and you know, doing different things, cooking dinner, cleaning the bathtub, cutting grass, helping them balance their checkbook, just stuff like that. Same things I do at my house, you know, but it was different, because I was helping to serve and care for my parents in their time of need. It was a conscious and purposeful choice to do that kind of love that we were talking about last week, the sticky love, the chesed, that love that has a connection, a relationship that makes us in relationship, that gives us that chesed connection of love that I was talking about, that we have and God has with us. And I was sitting there doing the dishes. I was reminded of the years of what that must have often felt like for my mom. Kind of like the woman in the video, a lot of the daily drudgery grind of, you know, you get the laundry done, guess what? Is the laundry ever done? No, it's never done. And guess what? After you've finished cooking dinner, you're going to have to do it again next week. And, you know, there's a lot of drudgery, and what feels like drudgery feels like mindless, painstaking monotony of that kind of care that parents give to their kids. It's like that. And it can feel like the gal in the video, right? She's just like going, oh, you know, baby's crying. Oh, I got to go to the store. I got to pack all this stuff up. And oh, and the baby's crying and dumping stuff off the shelves. And there goes the cake on the floor, you know. And that it can feel like that. But so much of life is like that. It seems meaningless. It seems monotonous. It seems like those forgotten moments, because we don't think about all of that, do we? We don't remember all of the diapers changed. We don't remember all of the parent-teacher conferences and all of that stuff that just happens day after day after day. But that's the stuff of sticky love, isn't it? I wrote down, my mom had 5 kids in 4 years. Do the math, okay? I don't think it's possible. 4 kids in 5 years. But that's pretty big too, 4 kids in 5 years. And, you know, as I sat and washed that silverware and those green plastic cups with the tops kind of chipped off, the same ones I washed 45 years ago, still washing them, I thought of the love that raised me and shaped me and loved me all those years. My dad never made more than, I think, $7 or $8 an hour in his life. And he probably did a little better, but in his earlier years, he worked at Sanders in the bakery. And he worked there for years doing swing shifts. I remember him having to be quiet because dad's sleeping during the day. So, you know, till he hurt his back hauling around the 80-pound bags of flour and ended up on disability for a while. And then he ended up going back to being a barber, which he was when he was younger. And he probably made more then than he did when he was at Sanders. But somehow they managed to provide a nice, comfortable home in St. Clair Shores, private schooled, 4 children on that. We never lacked, we never worried. And as I was thinking about these things, I'm like, you know, this verse that I was going to preach on started pointing to the very practical, yet though mundane stuff of sticky family mother's love. The verse says she's clothed with strength and dignity. She laughs without the fear of the future. 27, she carefully watches everything in her household and suffers nothing from laziness. My mom raised us. She scrimped. She saved. She was a seamstress, so she didn't work outside the home, but she worked. And she was always sewing for, always somebody coming down the stairs for a fitting or something. She was always sewing for people. She sewed for us. She darned socks. How many people know what that means? Okay. That's when you get a hole in the tip of your sock and instead of throwing it out, like we do now, right? She would knit up the hole and put it, you know, fix the hole in the sock, and you'd continue wearing it. That's the way things were. And she used to make in the 70s, anybody remember the flowery, flowing, colorful silk shirts that we wore in the 70s? Come on, how many? Yep, okay, thank you for those that are willing to be honest about that. I love those. She made those. Yeah, we had to make up powdered milk and mix it with the regular milk so we would save money. We hated that. Hated it because it didn't taste quite as good. And it always left lumps. Lumpy milk. But you know what? That's what we did. That was sticky love. That was like, you know what? We go through the mundane stuff of life, loving one another. They took us on simple vacations. We didn't do anything big. My mom did not like vacations. You know what vacation is for her? Yep, more work. What her vacation for her was, stay home. Just let me stay home and not do anything. That was vacation for her. But she took us. They took us. She raised 3 boys and a girl in the 70s, which had its challenges. And they have 4 kids with great families, if I do say so. One of them's mine. 10 grandkids, 3 great-grandkids, and she was always gathering the family together. Till she was about 85, she had gatherings at her house until she finally relented and let us start hosting them. And she just kept at it. And always a birthday card. Always got there on your birthday. And it always said, like for mine in July, it will say, 56 years old. What a great age to be. every time. Yeah, even the last few days when she was really not feeling good, she was like, told my sister, you have to buy a birthday card for Joe because his birthday is coming up. She was still thinking about those things. The 26th, when she speaks, her words are wise. She gives instruction with kindness and wisdom. You know, those were the things that when she tirelessly cared for us in those endless, meaningful moments. And I found myself thinking about those as I was having the opportunity to care for her. You know, the conversations, the talks that made me what I am today, because we had those, and how precious those were in that moment as I was just sitting there thinking. My sister, who was there in the morning, left me the lunch dishes. You know, sisters. So I had a lot of dishes to do. And I just had a lot of time to think about the love that shaped my life, shaped my faith, shaped the man that I became, set the course for my marriage, my children. They are who they are. I am who I am because of her love for me. That's sticky love that just doesn't give up. That's that chesed love. Yep, she had those conversations with me when I didn't have any friends time and when I was a kid. She dealt with my high school girlfriend, which she did not like, with good reason. She'd talked me through my depression that I went through in my early 20s because I just didn't have a girl and I was didn't know what life was going to bring me. She lent me $2,000 to buy a band bus for the band that I was in my 20s. Nope, it was an old school bus. An old school bus. And we took the seats out of it and left four for us to sit in. I still remember driving that back from Port Huron. We thought we were on. We were on our way, boy. Yeah. That didn't go well. But you know what? She believed in me and lent me $2,000, which I paid back after the band broke up and I got left with a debt. So just in case anybody's thinking about starting a band, be careful. She celebrated with me when I met my wife, Terry, and my children. Loved my kids, taught them piano, helped them different times financially. And this verse, you know, her children stand and bless her. Her husband praises her. There are many virtuous and capable women in the world, but you surpass them all. What a beautiful thing to be able to say about your mother. You know, the wisdom that charm is deceptive. Yeah, that charm can get things to happen, and then sometimes that charm we find was empty. You know, beauty doesn't last, does it? But a woman who fears the Lord, that woman will be greatly, greatly praised. Reward her for all she's done. Let her deeds be publicly declared for her praise. I guess I did a little bit of that today. But at the same time, my heart hurts for the ones who didn't have that kind of mom. And there are those among us and around us in our community that their memories of those types of things are empty. They just didn't experience that with their mom. Or they do have memories and they're not good. And that's reality. And that hurts my heart. Because that's not the way God intended it. And it's not the way what he desired for you or for your mother. Whether it's ours or others' brokenness, it causes us to really realize how things should be, right? We see what's missing or what should have been, and we think that's not what God intended. So you're either here amongst us with a thankful heart for your mom, as imperfect as she was, but you have fond memories, or some maybe are here. But think about it this way. You're hearing about something different, or you've realized there's something different, and that's part of why you're here. And you're thankful for a chance to break the cycle, to do something different than maybe you experienced. And what a blessing, what a rich blessing of those, some of those things in Proverbs 31 that you have the opportunity to pass on to your children or the people that God has placed in your life. Sometimes we're mother to people who aren't our children, aren't we? So let's be thankful for what God's given us, whether it's our personal experience or what we're now able to give to somebody else instead of maybe what we experienced. And God will help us to do that. I'm thankful for that sticky love that I've been given and that I now have, I'm able to give away. And this verse I just want to close with in Colossians. It says, since then you have been raised with Christ as believers together, as followers of Jesus. It says, set your minds on things above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not earthly things. For you died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. Turn our eyes towards the things that God desires and wants to pour into your life and through your life to others. It says, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to be peace and be thankful. This is the time where we return to that place of peace and joy before God and say, God, life has got all, it's full of all this stuff of life. Some of it the everyday stuff that we have to get through. Some of it the tragedies, some of the awesome things that we're thankful for. Let the peace of Christ rule in it. Be thankful for his love for us in the midst of it all. And this one, whatever you do, whether in word or in deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to the Father through him. Do it all for him, as if the one that you were doing it for, your child, your parent, as if I'm doing it for Jesus. And that love, that sticky love that we pour into people, even the stuff that just seems to, it fades into the past, the things that we did last week where we don't even remember, and yet because we did them out of that love that has said love, they matter. And sometimes they matter 45 years later when somebody's sitting there washing dishes, doing something simple and remembering how it was that I got there and why all those meaningless moments truly, truly mattered. Well, I wanted to end with something to make you smile. It's funny how little things change. I was just finishing up some things on my message today, and my wife walks around the corner, and she's got a mixing bowl in her hand. And she kind of looks at me and kind of holds it out, and I'm like, yeah. Yeah. Yep, I used to get the beaters when my mom used to bake all the time. How many people got the beaters? The beaters. Well, now we've got, what's that? It's kind of more of like a whisk. Those are a lot harder to lick. Just to get your tongue in between all those things. It's just hard. But you know what? I still got the beaters, and I still love it because that's, some things never change, right? And then a minute later, she comes walking in with a wet washcloth. She says, because you probably are going to need it. She says, I know I needed it yesterday. So you know what? The more things change, the more they stay the same. Love your parents. Love them. Spend time with them. Appreciate all that they have poured into your life. And seek to become that mom that God has created you to be for the people in your life. Just going to end with a fun song, Do Everything by Stephen Curtis Chapman. It's a great song and kind of a funny presentation. And I hope you have a blessed day. We'll be dismissed after the song is done. God bless y'all. Happy Mother's Day, moms.